Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, time for Richard Pasco, the Adelaide tech guy. You can get a hold of Richard on the mobile. He actually answers the damn thing. 0419 829 145. You think, it's got to be a recorded voice. He's busy. No, it's him on the other end of the line. You'll hear the glasses clanking away at the Havelock Hotel, but that's where he'll be. 0419 829 145. Or if you like, you're a bit of a smarty, simply go online, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Here he is, the man himself. Port Adelaide, third on the ladder. It's a wonder he hasn't mentioned it already. G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Pilko. Pilko, I've got a better investment than Bitcoin for you.
Oh, God, no.
Right, yeah. All your money on Port Adelaide to beat Brisbane this week up at the Gabba. Not a problem at all. Yeah. Gamble responsibly, people, but it will be fine. So, yes.
Fair dinkum. All right.
We should remind all the listeners, too, they can win another smartwatch today for their mum for Mother's Day.
Oh, these really good-looking things, yeah, they're worth about nearly $400 or $500,
aren't they? We've got the Fitbit Sense, which is valued at $348, and the Garmin Fenix, which is valued at $574. So all you have to do is ring up, ask a question, and go, and basically we'll pick out the best question of the day, and you can win one like Chris did last week.
Alrighty, gee whiz, it's a great prize, wonderful for Mum's Day and all the rest of it. This is from Richard, another Richard. He said, is it safe now to do your banking online? So many branches have closed or are not available after 4 o'clock and what have you. He said, and over the phone takes absolutely forever. What does Richard think about that? This is from Anne-Marie. Thank you, Anne-Marie. She said, is it safe to do my banking online these days? Richard, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's very safe to do your banking online, especially, I've got to say, on an iPhone as well, which is probably the safest device you can do. A lot of people don't ever want to bank on their smartphone, but I think it's a really good thing to do. Bank on your smartphone. But yeah, banking online really is the way to go now.
All right, Richard. To the old wireless streaming radio, how much data does it use in this day and age?
We need you to keep listening to us on 5AA, so we want you streaming all the time. 25 megabits per hour. It's hardly anything, Pilko. So don't worry about streaming on your radio at all.
All right, Gary and Jane, you'll be our next couple of callers. Richard, Apple are releasing AirTags on Friday, this coming Friday, a day or so's time. What do you think of them?
I think they're going to be, I'm going to pick mine up Friday morning. The AirTags are a little Bluetooth device. You can put one on your key ring. You'll be able to find where your keys are, where you've dropped them down the back of the couch or somewhere in the in the house. And if you put one of these on, let's say, on your case or your keys or something, they get stolen, they actually use all the other iPhones around to find your keys as well. So somebody might nick them and they say, well, he's on the other side of Hindmarsh Square at the moment because it reports back to your iPhone.
Really?
So very exciting development, Pilko.
Righto, nearly 10 past two. Richard Pasco, the Adelaide tech guy, is with us right now. Gary, you're at Birkenhead. You've got a question for Richard. Good afternoon, Gary.
Fire away, Gary.
Gary, you there? Gary, all right, we'll get to you in a moment or two. Richard, got a couple of emails here regarding technology and all sorts of things like that. Richard, there are recognised black spots for mobiles. Do the same things exist for Wi-Fi and computer access across Adelaide? That's from Holger. A question for you, Richard.
There are still some dud areas around. Probably one of the biggest dud areas, I think it was Mylor. I've been up to see a couple of people up there because, you know, they can't get proper internet connection at all up there. So,
really,
you know,
there's
still on ADSL. So there's a couple of black spots around Adelaide that I know the NBN are working on.
God, you'd be furious. Okay. Gary, we've got you now. Gary, good afternoon. What's your question for Richard?
Yeah, I was on YouTube and some hacks came up with like star, star, number, #.
Right.
And showing you different shortcuts.
Yep.
Seem awful long for what you're going to get for them.
Yes.
Any good?
There's probably only one that I would use. It shows your signal strength that you might get, and that'd be about it, Gary.
Okay.
All right.
I heard the when you're on the phone, there's a little green light up on the right-hand corner.
Yep.
Is that for tracking?
No, that means that your microphone is being used. On your iPhone, when there's an orange light on there, it means your camera is being used by an app.
Oh, okay.
Nothing really to worry about. But, you know, if you're not doing anything, then you might want to have a look at which app's using it and turn it off.
Okay, that's great.
All right.
Also, I've lost my password on my computer, but it's 7.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting that back.
Yeah, you'd have to give me a call, Gary. I can come out and I carry software with me to reset people's passwords.
That sounds fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Richard from Felicity. Richard, is there a standout mobile phone if you're talking about photos and camera quality? Is there a mobile phone that's way and above better than the rest of them?
Oh, the Samsung Galaxy S21, the iPhone 12 Pro Max are probably the two standouts. And if you Samsung have just released a A52, I think it's around about $700. Well, great camera in that as well. And it's quite cheap.
Righto, 700. It's, what is it, nearly, let's have a look, see, nearly 12 minutes past two. We're talking with the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. You can get a hold of him, adelaidetechguy.com.au. But in the meantime, let's go to Aberfoyle Park. And Jane from there has given us a call for Richard. Jane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you going?
Good, Jane.
Good. I just have a quick question. I've never had a problem with junk emails too much, but the last couple of months I have had so much coming through just my normal email that I get, my email address that I get everything else from, not in my junk folder or anything, from China, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I get about 5 or 6 of them every day. Is this anything that's
Jane, that's not bad.
Really?
I hate to say that's like 5 or 6 days, not bad at all. Who's your email provider, Jane?
Yahoo.
It's one of the reasons why you're getting it, Jane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hate to say, your email, they would have sold your email details.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I never used to get them, but I've just the last couple of months I'm getting them all the time. There's no block you can put on them or anything. I block the senders if someone
That's about all you can do. Yahoo are renowned for, if you go along, say you send an email to me, say I'm thinking about changing my bank, suddenly you'll get banking emails.
Right.
Not a big Yahoo Mail fan at all.
Let's go to Tumby Bay for Richard Pascoe. Gerald from there. Gerald, good afternoon to you.
Right, Tilgo and Richard. Yeah, I'm just looking at a 2-in-1 laptop and looking at these Leader brand. Are they any good, are they?
Yeah, they're very good, Gerald. Yep, really like them.
Yeah, I just want for personal use and all that.
Yeah, so Gerald, the Leader brand or get an HP from Harvey Norman?
Right, eh?
All right.
Sounds all right. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Oh, problem solved straight away. Anne with the knees at Broadview for Richard Pascoe. Anne, your turn. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, hi, Richard. How are you going?
Good, Annie.
Hey, how are you going? Quick question. I'm buying a new car, and I've got this Apple CarPlay thing in it.
Yes. Yep. Love Apple CarPlay.
Will that work with my iTunes library, or do I have
to it will.
Subscribe to Apple
Music? No, that will work with the library. It's on your phone currently, Annie.
Oh, cool. And just in reply to Jane as well with those emails regarding Bitcoin and China and all that stuff.
Yes.
I am through IINet and I'm getting those emails as well.
Yeah, there's another one that's not doing a great job on emails at the moment either, Annie. I don't think they're selling your details, but they're not putting any effort, I think, into keeping all that stuff out of customers' inboxes.
Yeah, and I kind of find, I try and block them. I get messages as well on my phone regarding Bitcoin and all this stuff.
Yep.
And I can't even block them because they come from different phone
numbers
all the time.
Yep.
So you can't even block it.
You can't. It's just, and I've got to say, they're taking action in the United States over this about all these calls and everything that people are getting in the messages. I think the government really need to pick their game up here about that.
Yeah. And one other thing, I had a random thing the other day from PayPal.
Right.
It was I know it's a scam. I didn't open it. I didn't do anything with it. Put it straight into my junk file.
Good.
But it said that my order had been confirmed.
Yes.
For whatever item, I think it was about $199.
Yep.
Or something or other. And it had the original PayPal logo and all of that kind of stuff.
They look good, don't they, Annie?
Yeah, they do. I clicked on the actual link to where the email came from up the top, that little drop down arrow, and it was like a whole lot of letters and numbers, whatever. So I knew it wasn't real.
Yep.
But yeah, just so if anyone else gets those, don't open it. Don't click on
That's
anything.
That's it. Good. No, good advice, Annie. Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks, Richard.
It's just on a quarter. Thanks, Anne. It's just on a quarter past two. Back in a moment or so with Richard Pascoe. Sunday week, of course, Mother's Day. Don't forget that. And make that mum of yours happy with a Garmin Pro GPS watch or one of the Fitbit sensors from Harvey Norman. Wonderful Mother's Day gift idea on Sunday week. Richard Pascoe, we're back in a moment or so. It's 16 minutes past two now.
Coles, there's hundreds of prices down and counting, so the price of dinner is down. With Coles Tasmanian Salmon with Garlic and Herb Crumb, 2-pack, 325 grams from the meat department, down to $11. Coles, value the Australian way.
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a particular busy street that will take you to a quiet alley that leads to a hidden gem. A gem filled with retro furniture, a blend of curious customers and the ever-present aroma of sensational coffee. The street is Prospect Road. The alley takes you to number 118. And the hidden gem is Café Komodo. Coffee, cake, cool music and curious cackles from café lovers. Café Komodo, 118 Prospect Road. Come and find us.
Oh, it's a great spot. Go and see Andrew up there. It's a midway as you're going down Prospect Road on the left-hand side. It's midway between the cinema and the council chambers. 118 Prospect Road, Andrew and the crew at Café Komodo. Lovely spot. It's a unique spot and he's the most vibrant coast you'll ever come across. The boys from Toop and Toop, Bronte and Peter, are in that interactive lounge. We'll be there till 2:30. The number is 8223 0055. Any questions you might have about real estate, all of it given expertly and confidentially off air, and they can do all of the necessary follow-ups. So if yours is a question about real estate, Bronte and Peter are in that lounge. We'll be there until 2:30, and the number again, 8223 0055.
At Budget Car and Truck Rentals, the answer is always yes. Yes to car and truck rentals. Yes to minibus rentals you can drive on a car licence. Yes to four-wheel drives and utes. Yes to tippers. Yes to mobile cool rooms and refrigerated trucks and vans. Yes to open and enclosed trailers. Yes to 5 and 8 tonne Pantex. At Budget Car and Truck Rentals, the answer is always yes. Call 13 27 27.
I'm Lindy Morrison, former drummer of the Go-Betweens. And if you're like me and driving less these days, ABS Comprehensive Car Insurance rewards you with a drive less, pay less discount on your premiums.
Call APIA on 13 50 50 for a quote today. APIA. Gets it. Go. APIA is an authorised representative of AAI Limited, the product issuer. Most optional covers are not discounted. Limits, exclusions and conditions apply. Before buying this insurance, read the PDS. Contact us for a copy.
Hi there. I'm Grishma, a Specsavers optometrist. Did you know that every Specsavers is locally owned and operated by an optometrist, just like me? We believe eye tests should reveal more, not cost more, which is why we include an OCT advanced 3D eye scan with every eye test at no extra charge. Does your optometrist? Experience the Specsavers difference and book your eye test today. We're here to look after your eye health and keep you safe in store. Visit specsavers.com.au.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
It's nearly 20 minutes past two in this corker of an afternoon this Wednesday here in Adelaide. We're talking to the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Get a hold of him by calling his mobile 0419 829 145. And surprise, surprise, he'll answer the phone. Not even a recorded voice. He answers the he just sits around 24-7 waiting for the phone to ring or perhaps online, theadelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard got calls all over the joint. Andrew, Sue and Chris and Matt will be the next four callers. Andrew, your first cab off the rank. You're at Shido Park. Andrew, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
And good afternoon. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I bought myself a Chromecast dongle for my TV, Richard.
Excellent, Andrew.
Is that good?
Yes.
Oh, good. My friend thinks he knows everything. He said I need to turn on Wi-Fi on one phone and turn on my hotspot from another phone.
Oh, you're not doing it by that way, are you?
I'm going to do it on a hotspot, yeah.
Oh, you need to go along and buy it. It's a little small router. You're going to need to go along and buy it, Andrew.
Yeah, okay.
And to hook up, because your mate's pretty wrong about what he's saying. So, yep, you can hotspot it, but you need a third thing to go in between it. All right?
Yeah, okay.
So if you flick me an email, Andrew, I'll tell you where to go. All right? And sure. Pick one up. Not where thanks, to buddy. Go, literally, Andrew, but you know what I mean.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Andrew.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, and that'll solve it for you. Righto, let's go to Valley View and Sue from there for Richard Pascoe. Sue, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Richard. Hi, Tony. I've just got a query. You were talking about me at the start of the show with people that are really nervous about doing their banking on the phone. I really get worried about it, but because with our phone, I don't have any virus protection or any security protection.
What phone have you got, Sue?
I've got a very old Samsung.
Then how old's the Samsung phone?
Probably 4 or 5 years. It's an A5.
So if you use the app from the bank, right?
Okay,
so whether you bank with the NAB or the Commonwealth, you use their app, everything should be fine.
Oh, okay then. Oh, all right then. Okay, thank you for that.
Another happy customer. Richard, with the smartphones, how often should you update them? Is there a specific time or depending upon the phone? How does it work?
You get updates that come through, Pilco, and they should always do the updates for those as well. So, you know, check at least monthly. Apple will force them down all the time. So if you haven't done it, they'll get you to update them. Android devices that are under 2 years old, you should still check, but there will be updates for those. If the Android devices are over 2 years old, you know, it's probably 50-50 whether any updates are going to come down for it.
Right. Chris for Richard Pascoe. Chris is at Paradise. Chris, welcome to our show. What's your question for Richard?
Thank you. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Chris.
A quick question. I bought an iPhone 11, present for and somebody, and I've worked out on YouTube how to transfer everything from one phone to the other.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you what to do with the SIM. Does a SIM come with it? You have to swap the SIMs over?
You've still got to swap the SIM over.
Well, at the beginning or at the end?
Doesn't matter, Sue. Chris, doesn't matter when you do it. You've just got to do it sometimes. I did somebody's phone yesterday, and the last thing of all is I pulled the SIM out of one and put it in the other one.
Okay, so the old phone.
Yep.
Is that still got all the data on it?
You'll have to wipe. Once you've got everything over and you're happy on the new one, then you can look at wiping the old phone. But just
how do you wipe the old phone?
It's an iPhone, so you can go General Settings, and there is a reset button in there, and it'll erase all content and settings.
Okay, so you just go to that reset.
Yeah.
Because they got all the stuff on YouTube, but it doesn't say anything about SIMs or anything else.
No.
And it's like if you didn't wipe the other phone, you mean you've got two phones that are working?
Yeah, we've got one phone that works and the other phone's like just connects to Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
So, don't wipe the other one, Chris, until you're happy you've got everything over.
Okay, no
All
problem.
Right?
Okay, so you do that at the end.
Right at the end, but make sure you've got everything over before you wipe it, Chris.
Okay, how do you know you got everything over?
You check on your phone, make sure you got all your photos, all your contacts, everything's got to be in there.
Okay, cool. Okay, thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Chris.
There we are, the Adelaide Tech Guy, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard Pascoe, you want some advice? Here's the man to go to. Righto, on a mobile phone from somewhere, Matt's given us a ring. Matt, good afternoon.
Hi, Matt.
Good afternoon. Hi, Richard. Hi, Tony. Quick, I suppose, a question and, almost a bit of a warning, but, Richard, on behalf of my mother, received a phone call from who she thought was Amazon, who she's made a couple of purchases, small book purchases.
Yep.
And ironically, their statement was that you've been scammed to the tune of however many thousand.
Yeah.
Verifying it, and Mum straight away was on and said, it sounds suspicious. How do I know you're Amazon? And they said, well, we can tell you your previous purchases, which you said will go on. And they told exactly the two books and the dates and the amounts.
Right.
And Mum was thinking, and she still was suspicious. So
good.
She said, look, she threw it back out, but she rang her bank straight away. And ironically, she'd actually been done about $2,500 on a digital camera. And they were obviously trying to then, they'd obviously been stopped, which luckily the banks were very supportive. But what, they were clearly ringing her to get some, obviously, more details to get back in and go again. What advice can you give, Richard? And is that just absolutely as Mum did, called it out, suspicious?
Yes.
Would Amazon ring you? How would someone like Amazon?
No, Amazon don't ring you at all.
Okay.
There is a standard thing. You might be able to ring customer support, but they do basically all of it online.
but the fact that they had her details, transactions, and dates and amounts was just they must be clever people.
Yeah, they've your mum might have a problem with. Does she got a computer?
She literally does stuff on tablet.
On a tablet, she might have, she might have gone, somebody sent something and done something that somebody else has accessed. That's what I'd be concerned about.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay. Good luck to Mum with that. Di at Blakeview with a question for Richard. Di, your turn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is she who has hotspot and dongle issues.
Right.
But I don't have them today. Richard, my old laptop died on me, and I need to transfer some of the files on my old laptop to my new laptop.
Yes.
Now, if I put those, I believe my old laptop had a virus. So am I going to infect my new laptop if I transfer the information on the USB from my old and then transfer it to my new?
If you just transfer documents and not any, programs or things that you've downloaded, you should be fine, Di.
Oh, good. All okay. Right. No worries. Thank you so much.
Easily solved. Righto to Prospect this time around. And Ash there from Ash from Prospect for Richard Pascoe. Ash, good afternoon.
Richard, Tony, cheers for taking my call. I've got a bit of an issue. I'm caught up with the SA Government app. I've got an iPhone 10.
Yep.
And I put all my information in. And then it says I'm failing, and also when I'm doing stuff for a new job, it's failing on that. It's like, it won't let me proceed. So do I need to do that on the PC at home, or do I need to go into Service SA to do all this?
I'd be contacting you. You're about the third person that's contacted me about something like this with problems with the SA Gov app. I'd be talking to them first.
All right. So if I go into one of their centres, yep, they should be able to help me.
Ring them up first. I've got people in the call centre are not too bad at all, but you're about the third one that's talked to me about that sort of thing. All right, Ash?
All right, fantastic. Simple. Thank you so much, and love your work you do on the radio.
Thanks, Ash.
It's 28 minutes after. We'll squeeze another couple of calls in for the tech guy, Richard Pascoe, to West Lakes and Peter from there. Peter, your turn.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pilco and Richard. Richard, computer lingo always confuses me. Over the years, things are never seen what I think they are. I've been told I've got viruses, cookies. Apparently, I'm working on a cloud.
Yep.
But now I've spoken to my NBN provider, and I know a tap is something that water comes out of, but apparently I've got a bridge tap. I really don't understand what they tried to tell me on my internet service. I've got a bridge tap.
Right.
What's a bridge tap?
No idea.
Oh. Okay.
No, I think you'll find you've got where the box is in the street. There is a problem with it at the moment, and they've got to go along. There'll be too many connections to it. That's where I think they've got to bridge it in.
Okay. So I've got to get someone. Is it in my house or outdoors? I'm getting NBN or shot.
Who's your provider?
Kogan Internet.
Okay, they're the ones that have got to fix it, and good luck, Peter.
Yeah,
right.
I knew it.
See you later, Peter.
They'll sell you a funny-coloured TV, but, good heavens, fixing your internet, that might be another matter.
I thought you'd stumped him for a minute, so did Josh. Last caller for the afternoon up at Burnside. Jill from up there. Jill, you're lucky last. Good afternoon.
Hello, I've got a Samsung S20.
Yes.
And the hold button is by my ear. So when I'm talking on the phone, I accidentally activate it.
Congratulations.
Is there any way to get rid of it?
No, Jill, there's not. You've got to make sure,
Okay.
All right.
Afraid
you're stuck with that.
You're
not the first one to ask about that either. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jill.
If you've got another problem, give me a hoy. I'll come and try and fix it for you. Richard, we had some great calls.
What gets
the goodies from the people at Harvey Norman?
I think the woman that rang in about the Yahoo email, her name was Annie. So if Annie wants to ring back.
You've got a lovely prize.
She's got a wonderful prize.
Yeah,
so she'll get a gun. I think it'll be the Fitbit Sense today. So stainless steel white soft gold infinity band valued at $348. Congratulations, Annie.